Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, could this be the reason that the West is planning to go to war against Putin? Because according to Jacob Rothschild, he said that Putin was a traitor to the New World Order. Nah, I just think that they're after Russian resources. Apparently the only way to accomplish the 2030 agenda goals is by using those resources. Good luck getting them, as now the West doesn't have enough soldiers and wants to send young women to the front. Wouldn't that be something? That's both desperation and strength. Up next, more and more Americans think it's okay to be racist against white folks, and it's only getting worse. Will coming generations of white people not put up with this? Will they fight back or will they just leave? My guess is it's going to be like South Africa. Some people left that could. Some people fortify their neighborhoods and arm themselves and are ready to fight back. I think white folks will be the only ones able to afford enough robots to fight the groups that are racist towards them and afford artificial wombs to reproduce everyone. Just you wait and see. Number three, Adekunbi asks, how long should a lady wait to ask for money in a relationship? But it doesn't matter though, because even if I were to date her, once she asks for money, I'm gone. Ladies don't ask for money. Ho ho hoes do. Merry Christmas. Besides, whatever happened to being a strong, independent woman that can earn her own money? If the government ever goes broke and she loses her benefits or government job, it's going to be over for her. She'll be trading BJs for Big Macs. Scratch that. Even Big Macs are too expensive these days. Moving on, some guy says that he's not old-fashioned, but that he's just from a time when everything was better. The women were thinner and the cars looked and sounded better too. It was a high-trust society without jeets trying to scam everybody. Speaking of cars, I tried to sell my car and immediately got people trying to scam me to buy fake car reports. I knew it was fake the moment they started getting pushy and demanding it. The last time I sold a car was 2016. This didn't happen. Forget the 70s. Take me back to the mid-2010s. Number 5, here's what the average building in a European city center looks like. Why is this happening? And this is probably why the price of real estate in Belgrade and Budapest doubled over the last 5 years. People are tired of diversity and want to rent in a high-trust country. In Spain, if you go to a main city, the monthly rental is 450 euros. But daily rental for Airbnb, it's 100 euros too. So investors are buying cheap apartments and renting them out for higher prices to foreign tourists. Up next, the UK keeps getting crazier and crazier. They said this is the first black woman in Britain, but she actually was just white. Why are people trying to paint Europeans as having black origins, even though in the history and the DNA says otherwise? I think it's envy. The people promoting this won't be happy until everyone is living in third world conditions. This is being pushed everywhere, claiming that black people were the first in every continent. We was explorers and shit. Number 7, I don't care what anybody says, growing up in the 80s, we had the best kids' toys and culture. Our cartoons were just 30-minute ads for the toys, and we didn't care, because the toys were amazing. But where is G.I. Joe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in all this? As well as Mask. Optimus Prime looks like he was put in there as an afterthought. This looks like it was created by a Wayman, and she's got a thing for muscular men like He-Man and Lino. She probably wants to get smashed by a half-lion, half-man. Moving on, now that it's the new year, only 4 more years until 45% of women aged 25 to 44 will be single and childless. The world is quickly becoming a place of boyfriends and girlfriends and no more marriages. The woke mind virus isn't just affecting white women like this, but all of them. I'm terrified to see what the number's gonna look like if you also include single moms. Probably somewhere between 70 and 80%. We're doomed. Number 9, I believe I shared this before, that Kentucky divorce rates are down 25% after a new shared custody law. Imagine that. The gold diggers can't gold dig no more. Women are complaining about it too. But complaining about what? Equality. They've achieved equality and they should be happy. Also, imagine if we brought back at-fault divorce. The divorce rates would probably fall another 50%. I'm allergic to conspiracy theories, but maybe divorce attorneys from the tribe changed marriage laws to create business for themselves. Up next, 50 Cent is facing a backlash for saying that men who date trans women are gay. We've been seeing that online for years already. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The backlash is coming from trans women because he's destroying their already non-existent dating prospects. 50 Cent is just saying the obvious. I would have said men who date trans women are gay with extra steps. This situation is nuts, both literally and figuratively. Number 11, this dude is a legend. He's the Turkish shooter who won the silver medal at the Paris Olympics. And he just won the gold at the European Championships in 2025. He doesn't need any fancy devices to help him aim. I'll bet you anything that he's probably a hitman in real life that never misses. And that's probably how he got so good at this. He's John Wick in real life, but instead of a puppy, he's got a cat. Imagine what he'd do if someone hurt that cat. Moving on, here's the state of Canada these days in the city that I live in. They put up a sign saying that Jesus is the messenger of Allah. People are saying that it's AI. It's real and I've seen it as well, and here's what happened to it. I guess people are getting Allah fatigue. Jesus never hurt anyone, but Muhammad was a warlord, a slave owner, polygamist, and PDF file. But that's all okay because he was the messenger of Allah. Number 13, here's something that women can't understand enough. That for men, feeling respected is more important than being told, I love you. I leave relationships when the respect is gone. I didn't realize that's actually what happened until the middle of last year thanks to Dr. Ryan Terriban. When the woman you're with disrespects you and laughs at you, and with regards to what you want in life, it's time to move on. Women, on the other hand, put being loved ahead of being respected. It's the opposite. Up next, here's what it looks like when you find the perfect Ferrari, but it's got a boatload of mileage. On the bright side, at least those aren't Africans. Modern dating is like playing Where's Waldo, looking through women's profiles, trying to see if she's a mother, and if there's a kid peeking behind the couch. Also, this isn't a Ferrari. It's more like the first Chrysler minivan. Ironically, this vehicle looks better than 95% of the cars on the road today. Number 15 looks like Snoop Dogg has had it with the modern art out there. So much so that he's decided to join in by taping a giant doobie in an art gallery. Knowing the art world, someone will probably pay $1 million for it as a tax write-off, but it'll probably end up like the banana that was eaten by somebody at a gallery. Except in this case, we'll try and light it and get high. Imagine smoking that, you'd be high for weeks. Moving on, this child holds up a sign saying stop giving them benefits and they'll just deport themselves. Little girl, what you don't realize is that you're the benefit, and they want to sop you up with a biscuit. Then again, this is no way to talk about somebody's wife. But seriously, they aren't in Eastern Europe as much because the welfare state there isn't near as generous. Who would have thought that communism in the second half of the 20th century saved Eastern Europe? This is madness. Number 17, Adira Ali says that if nuns don't bother you, but Muslims wearing something similar bothers you, then you're a bigot. To be fair, though, one of these women has the choice to put this on, and the other one doesn't, unless she wants to have an acid bath. On top of that, nuns don't randomly explode. One has a belly I would bust all over. The other has a belly that would bust all over me. Up next, also you're allowed to be a Muslim in the West, but you aren't allowed to be a Christian in Iran, or you'll go to prison for 8 years. Looks like the religion of peace doesn't like competition, so it's using force to get rid of the competitors. I don't get how two religions can be so diametrically opposed in so many ways. Here are other countries Christianity was banned in. During the Islamic Golden Age, Christianity was actually allowed in Iran. Maybe Islam can learn from its past when it was the most successful. Number 19, what the hell happened to Jonah Hill? Bro's doctor gave him a wake-up call that either he loses all the weight and becomes a weird-looking hipster or die like John Candy or Chris Farley. I think the reason he dresses like this is to keep all the attention away from him when he's in public. How ironic. I bet this is another case of a Zempic plus soy. Here's the look you make when the waitress at Chili's tells you they're out of spinach artichoke dip. Moving on, China imposes a 13% tax on condoms as their birth rate declines further, as well as other contraceptives like birth control pills. Remember that the pull-out method still doesn't have any VAT taxes, especially if you do it a few days before or after her period. That's how people used to do it in the past. I predicted eventually they'll start forcing people to marry and reproduce. It's either that or Chinese extinction. Number 21, many people claim that oil is abiotic and not a fossil fuel, but produced by the earth like some sort of creamy nougat center. But if that were true, we use it up faster than the earth can regenerate it. Just look at all the early oil wells in Pennsylvania, like the first well by Colonel Drake. It ran dry a century ago. Ontario, Canada had the first commercial oil well in North America, and now it's just an oil museum. It's a finite resource, and once it's gone, we're screwed. Up next is a sad story with a happy ending. A woman adopted a senior dog because it reminded her of a dog she had as a child, that she was forced to give up at the pound. It turned out to be the same dog. When she came in, it recognized her and ran up to her and licked her feverishly. What kind of parents would give up a kid's dog to the Humane Society? Apparently it was done for her father's job. Number 23, this woman wonders why the grape numbers are so low in Poland compared to other European countries. I hope no one tells her that the population is majority white. Tell her instead that in Poland all the men are male feminists or some other nonsense. If you come to the Polish border illegally, you would be hit with the long-distance hole puncher too. Poland also refuses to take in refugees. Poland will be around in 100 years. Western Europe won't. Moving on, here's another delusional woman saying that men are now rapidly pursuing single mothers as she declares herself the president general of single mothers nationwide. She's either delusional and trying to trick men into going against their biology and instead spend their resources on some other man's kids and become a cuck. The only people that might be pursuing single mothers are single fathers, but single mothers don't want them. The delusion is massive with this one. Number 25 and the last one, what happened to Charlie Kirk's wife Erica? He was shot and she puts on a fireworks show. I wonder what stage of grief this is. It looks like the celebration part to me. Widows used to wear dark clothing, but now they wear glitter suits. And instead of crying, they laugh and smile instead. To be honest, she's only happy because of all the attention she's received since his assassination. That would overwhelm most women, and most of them would do rational things if they aren't used to it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.